Mishnah Gimel, continuation of the same idea, how much water and where to put the water in one's hands. Mishnah Gimel, Yudayim, Metamus Metayat HaDeperik. The area of the hand that has to have until the time is up to the joints. Now, the Mishnah is not clear which joints. This is the Machlekes Rishonim. The Rosh holds it enough up to the knuckles. Many other Rishonim up to the wrist. We pass him that one should do Nesil Sitaim up to his wrist. The Shatat Chakev is in a place where he has very limited amount of water, then the other he can wash up to the knuckles. Ketzer, how did he do this? Not as a Rishonim out of Perek, the Tashnim Chutzla Perek, will use the wrist. He washed the first water is up to his wrist, and the second one he washed further down in the wrist, in other words, the whole hand and part of the arm. The second waters came back to the hand, tahayim, because those are waters that are tahayim, they don't affect anything. But not let the rishonim b'tashanim chutz l'perek because uliyad to meyo. Here an interesting thing: he washed the first time, he washed his whole hand and past the wrist, part of his arm got wet also, and then the second time he also washed past the wrist. And now the water that went past the wrist on his arm fell back onto his hand. It will pass in the seat of the time. Why? Because the water that went past the wrist the first time is mine to meyim. The second mine could only be matar the water which is on his hand. That is the rule we learned before. Mayim shneim, the second water, only matar the water up to the wrist. So it comes out that the water that passed the wrist remains tumid from the first time. And even though the second water fell on it, it won't change it. If it comes back, it will be matar his hands. If he washed only one of his hands the first time, and then he wanted to wash his two hands together, tomatoes. Why? Because initially he wanted to wash, his right hand, to wash his right hand independently, and that he only washed it one time, the maim on that hand are tomatoes. Now he put the two hands together. The tummy waters on the right hand are not going to come onto the left hand. They're going to become the left hand, and since he has tummy waters that did not initiate from this hand on his hand, he will not be able to retire the left hand until he dries it out. Not the less to be showing the stay of this. The first time he put his two hands together and poured the water over both hands in one shot, the nimla, he changed his mind, the not was the shnim with the other assets, and he separated his hands and he put the shnim and the second water on one of his hands, then the other side, that hand is tired because it had mayim shayim and also the mayim shniyim. Not only yodo achas the shiv shefa v'chavelta. He washed only one hand with mayim shayim and then he rubbed it with the second hand. Then it's also tamei, the same idea we saw previously in the Mishnah, because the mayim on this hand are going to be, I'm going to get onto the other hand and become tummy from the other hand, and since it's tummy from the other hand, the mayim shneim cannot be mitired, and it can only be mitired the water which is on the hand and the tummy as a result of that hand itself. The Rosh HaBatreisel, if he wipes his hand on his hair or on the wool, on his hair or on the wool, which are things that will not be mitired with his hand, then it says tayr. Noiklam above a kamisha zevet zavzeh or zeh or galik zeh v'vav shirapa yavoy behem mayim. You can have four or five people washing hands simultaneously, this is the idea we saw already in the first parak. As long as they're not clutching each other's hands and the water will reach every part of each of their hands, you could pour a large amount of water on all of their hands and it will help. Just to avoid all the problems of this Mishnah, the entire Mishnah is talking about a case where you poured less than revias in the first time on your hands. If you pour more than revias the first time on your hands, then whether the water comes back or stays where it is or touches something else, it won't be a problem. So it's recommended to wash your hands with more than revias to avoid all these problems.